Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're listening to Metal Shop with Trevor Jastad.
Make it loud, kids.
99.9.
Louder.
KISW.
Welcome to the return of Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. I am Trevor, and since I started hosting Metal Shop, it's been a long time coming to get this podcast back and live for y'all. If you have been listening to the live radio show, you know I have a lot of interviews that we have done over the past 3 months. And we're going to get them to you. But I thought for this first episode back on Backstage Pass, we get you my chat with the one and only Max Cavalera of Sepultura, Soulfly, Go Ahead and Die, Nailbomb, and many more projects. We sit down this time with Max to talk about Soulfly's upcoming record on Nuclear Blast titled Shama that will be out October 24th. Enjoy. This is Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
99.9 KSW, the Rock of Seattle. The show is Metal Shop. I have absolute honor and privilege to talk to one of the coolest people in heavy music, an inspiration, and just a privilege. Anytime I get to hear this person speak, I have the one and only Max Cavalera. Max, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing good, man. On tour, you know, living the life the way I supposed to be living. Playing metal and screaming at people every night.
And you're on the road. Where are you heading to currently?
Right now, we're in Texas. We got 3 more shows in Texas. And we wrapped up the Chaos, first part of the Chaos tour. Then we got a Soulfly tour starts in November with Go Ahead and Die. We're on our way to Houston right now. We play Houston in 2 days.
Absolutely. We're here to talk about the 13th studio album from Soulfly titled Shama. It's coming out October 24th on Nuclear Blast and November 16th for the Seattle-Tacoma area. They're going to be at Airport Tavern with Go Ahead and Die for the Soulfly tour. Max, there never feels like a time that you're not constantly just going for it or pursuing a tour, pursuing one of your projects. How are you feeling as we're getting to a end of another busy year for Max Cavalera with more to go? With a new Soulfly record on the way, how are you feeling with all of this that you always do and that is constantly just revolving around you and your camp?
It's great, man. I love it. You know, I don't like time off much. I get bored easy, then I get in trouble. If I go on tour, it's better. You know, like some people go on tour and get in trouble. Like I go on tour and that's my salvation.
You go on tour, you know, to stay straight.
For real. But I love, man, you know, like, I'm a passionate guy about the things that I do. Like, I have a serious passion for this music and a serious admiration for it. I'm a student of this music, you know, this heavy music. I'm a nerd because I like all, you know, everything connected to metal. I like young, new bands, and I like to connect with them, wear their shirt, just like I did when I was 17 years old. So pretty much I'm a 17, you know, I'm a 17-year-old guy trapped on a 56-year-old body.
Do you think that that's love...
That kind of sums up.
Do you think that love is what is your motivation and just driving to continue to do all these different projects, from the, you know, Cavalera projects to Soulfly to doing the... some nail bomb shows. Is that just like that first love of heavy music? Is that what you feel is your motivation and drive to continue on just what you always do?
Of course, it changed a little bit through the years, but yeah, the main motivation is the same. I love what metal gives me. I love the feelings that it gives me. My own music when I play, and when I listen to other people's music. Like before the show, I always get pumped. I get pumped up to play, and I jam a bunch of stuff. Every night is different, you know. It ranges all the way from 200 Stab Wounds to Goetia to Turnstile, you know. I just jam it all. But that kind of motivation. And then when you hit the stage, the crowd goes nuts, you know. Like, you have a sold-out show. Everybody's singing every word. Like, how can you not be romantic about that, man? How can you not fall in love with that? You got to be dead not to feel that energy from the crowd, man. That energy is incredible, man. And that's like my main thing. Like, that gets me going more than anything else. It's like the best drug. Better than drugs, it's better than alcohol, it's better than anything. You can only get it live. You can't pay for it. You know, there's no way to obtain by cash. You gotta get it by, it's a thing. It's a feeling, you know? It's hard to explain to people, but the feeling I get every night on that stage, it's incredible, and it makes everything worthwhile. Because there's a lot of bullshit that comes with this job. A lot of, like, you know, a lot of idle hours, a lot of traveling, a lot of drama sometimes. But it all goes away when you hit that stage, man. It's great.
So you feel like it's all, when you get there, it's all worth it. It's all worth it once you get to that point.
All worth it, man. Like, the shows are incredible. I'm so excited for the new Soulfly record. I cannot even tell you. Like, this album is it's gonna be a rebirth of Soulfly. I can feel it. It already feels different and special by the singles that we put out, Storm the Gates, Nihilist. We're putting the new one out, No Pain Equals No Power. The whole record feels different. It's heavy as hell. It's raw as hell. It's tribal and groovy as hell. Like, it's the best of Soulfly world. And I can't wait to put that out and go touring for that thing.
Let's talk about the record a little bit. We'll start with the singles. With that first one, you came right out the gates with Storm the Gates. Like I said, it's groovy, it's heavy as hell, and you used some you would say, holdover riffs, riffs that you held onto over the years. What made you feel like this was the time to, you had some riffs in mind? What, when you hold onto a riff, what makes you feel like this is the time to unleash this?
Well, I think sometimes, I write all the time, you know, like, I have thousands of hours of riffs and music recorded that I never used. And sometimes it's kind of cool to go back and listen to some of the stuff that you even forgot that you made it. And it's really cool shit. And you know, listen to it. When I step upon the opening riff of Storm the Gates, I mean, that's a 20-year-old riff that's been just gathering dust in a tape somewhere, you know. Like, so I found that, I was like, cool, I want to use this thing. This is cool. This is like leftovers from Soulfly 1. Because Soulfly 1, man, was like an hour, and the whole record was an hour and 10 minutes. Like, it's long, man. It's real long. And I can't believe I even had leftovers from that record. And I wanted a song that really connects with the early Soulfly era. And Storm the Gates is that song. Lyrically, it's cool. It's got all the, you know, fight for what you believe type stuff in it. And then musically, it's that the heavy Max Cavalera riff with the percussion, with the tribal, with the groove. It's everything that Soulfly fans were waiting for, man. I think when we hit that, I remember dropping that song, so many of my friends/fans called me, and they were losing their minds going, finally you went back to what this thing is, you know. But what's cool about the record is it's not just that. The record goes way deep in many, many different directions. So we have that kind of stuff, but we have so much more inside the record that it's going to be so fun to when people once people explore the whole record, to play it live, it's gonna be. But I love Storm the Gates. I love the message. It's a little bit about taking your power back from that's been stolen from you. You know, so it's something that I think everybody can relate to it. Everybody in the world can relate to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
And then we have the second one that came out just a little bit ago, Nihilist, featuring the almighty Todd Jones from Nails.
Yes.
Absolutely killer. Love Nails. Love all of Todd Jones' work just over the years in metal and hardcore. Has some of the most prolific recordings in that scene. Just tell us a little bit about your relationship with Todd and how that got together. I know there's been recordings where you've helped out with some Nails in the past. Tell us just a little bit about you and Todd's relationship and how that formed for this single.
Yeah, I discovered Nails through Greg Puciato, which I share a band, Killer Be Killed, with. And it blew me away, man. I thought it was one of the most brutal things I heard ever. Still today, I still think Unsilent Death, Abandon All Life, that new record they put out, Burning All Bridges, man, that's lethal, man. And I got to work with Todd on one of his records, a song called Endless Resistance. Great song. Great, great song. And Todd invited me to sing Territory last year. What was it this year? It was early this year, in L.A., and I did it, and the crowd went nuts, and it was a great, it was a magic moment, you know, like connecting with the underground like that, with Todd and Nails, and singing one of my favorite songs. So when I was making this record, the song Nihilist is in memory of LG from Entombed, and it's very much like an Entombed kind of song, you know, but it has the heaviest line on the record, which is, I don't believe in anything, which is really not my philosophy, because I actually do believe in something. But as a point of the nihilist doesn't believe in anything, you know. When Todd says that on the record, he's the heaviest thing in the f***ing world, you know. And it's so cool because it's one line, you know. He doesn't sing like a bunch of stuff. He sings one line, but it's the heaviest line of the whole record. It's great.
Once again, Soulfly will be in the Tacoma area November 16th at Airport Tavern with Go Ahead and Die. Tell us a little more about the rest of the record and what you want people to get out of it.
Yeah, so the whole record, it goes deep into, there's so many cool things. That there's an intro that's really cool. It's called Indigenous Inquisition, and it talks about tribes that are no longer here. They are being, you know, extinct by us, literally. And it's a heavy intro. Man, like one of the heaviest things I ever done. Like, there's a really cool song, and it's fast. It's got a lead guitar by Michael Amott from Arch Enemy. That came out really killer. The next single is gonna be great. It's called No Pain Equals No Power. It features Dino from Fear Factory, Gabe Franco from Unto Others, and Ben from No Warning. So very unusual.
Ooh. Huge No Warning fan.
I went deep in this one. You know, I found some the coolest unpredictable guys I could find to put on this song. And then of course, like, Ben's voice is so killer on this song. You know, just the combination of these guys in this song makes it a very special Soulfly song. I think people are gonna dig this song a lot.
With that, talking, this is a question you've been asked a bunch of times, because when Soulfly came out with the genre titles, there was, new metal. You were titled with Soulfly as a new metal band. I feel like now Soulfly, with just all the influence, all the things that you do, it's more of a genre bending band. It's just it's a heavy genre bending band. There's so much there's obviously a lot of groove, but there's so much going on in Soulfly, and I'm excited to hear the rest of this record, because there's a lot of songs sounding different, but still sounding Soulfly.
Yeah, man. You know, I never really care for people put bands in categories, and I mean, sometimes you get trapped in that, can't get out. To me, it's all heavy music, and heavy music is, in the end of the day, I don't care what label they put in. It's either gonna be good or it's gonna be shit. You know, I don't know. I play what I like from the heart, what I want to hear, and I don't really care what they're gonna call it. You know, they can call it whatever they want it. I call it heavy music. It's heavy. It makes people get up and do something. Creates an emotion. Creates a, has attitude. That's all I really care for. And this record is really raw. The production, Zion produced the album, my son, the drummer, and Arthur Rizik mixed it. And I'm a big fan of Arthur's work, from everything from Power Trip to Blood Incantation. And again, Arthur and I and Zion deliver just some amazing shit on top of it. Like, there's some crazy noises throughout the whole record that makes the record sound modern. And so it's a mix of the tribal and the groove, and the noise makes this record just insane. It's really insane. And I love it. I think it's going to be one of the coolest records to play live.
Absolutely. And you're on a tour right now. You're about to be on a Soulfly tour with Go Ahead and Die. How are you feeling? How are you feeling with that? I've got to see Go Ahead and Die. That's always a killer set. You're going to be just working hard on this tour.
Yeah, double duty. It's a short tour, though. It's only, I think 3 weeks. It's a little less than a month. I'm up for it. I love Go Ahead and Die. Go Ahead and Die is like grindcore, no bullshit, get out of my face kind of, attitude. So yeah, so it's gonna be fast, the set, probably like half an hour of Go Ahead and Die, and then Soulfly an hour and a half, an hour and 20. I'm up for it, man. I'm up for the challenge. I think it's good to have a challenge this late in your career. I think we're gonna also work on a new Go Ahead and Die album, hopefully next year. But yeah, I'm excited for the tour. We call the tour Favela Dystopia because most of the venues are smaller venues, and favela in Brazil means the ghettos. It's like all the wood houses in the mountains, where there's a lot of crime and poverty and violence. So we call the tour that. So hopefully that will spark in a small place, Go Ahead and Die and Soulfly going crazy. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait.
Absolutely. Two just absolutely killer live sets that people are about to see. Final question for you, and this one may be a hard one, so I'll let you think on it. It may not be, because you listen to so much music. So this is the Desert Island question. Three records or three bands that you could keep forever. The rest are gone. What are three bands that you could, if you were stuck on that desert island, that you would that you would want to keep and listen to, or artists?
Oh, that is good, man. Yeah, of course, Black Sabbath. I'm gonna go. Bad Brains, and then Black Sabbath, Bad Brains, and Slayer.
Black Sabbath, Bad Brains, and Slayer. And that's a lot. I made it easy and tried to get view discographies, because records, that's a hard one. It's just awesome to get to talk with you, and really excited for this new this new SoFly record, and we're excited for people to hear it, and we're excited to see you November 16th at Airport Tavern in Tacoma with Go Ahead and Die. We are talking with the one and only Max Cavalera. Anything you'd like to say before we get out of here?
Thank you, man. Thanks for the interview, brother. Appreciate everybody out there. Listen to Shama coming out. It falls out raw, heavy. Be inspired, and let's go, man.
Let's go. Thank you so much, Max. You're listening to Metal Shop on 99.9 KSW.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.